It is coming up on 8 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Finally Friday. You're better late than never. Spirit Morning News Update.
Oh, it's just part of all the plan. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a plan.
Plan for you to get a little...
It was a plan.
Yeah.
You know, I felt almost like a high school student oversleeping for school this morning as my phone rang, and God knows that, you know, this is a team effort. We all try to hold our own, and this morning Bruce McGregor had to hold me up.
Well, I was worried about you, buddy.
I understand.
I know you make that trek in on Highway 75 every day, and I was worried something might have happened.
Well, you know things are bad when the sun's up. Yeah. Usually I get up and it's dark outside, and the sun was up, phone rang, wife handed it to me, and... Lord is my witness, we were laying in bed. Hey, it was great. And everybody was late because, my youngest daughter's got school this morning. My oldest daughter has a medical procedure going to be performed this morning. So it was a good thing you called. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Hey, okay. Don't let that get you. I won't even tell you my story, but hey, I've got a big long... Just be glad, you know... Going by electrocution would have been difficult.
Glad to be here, and I'm glad that you weren't electrocuted.
So it happens.
Yep.
Everything, right. I'm here.
And we're not even talking about the technical stuff that happened here in the studio.
Right. We have computer issues.
Everywhere.
Yep. Well, that's when you're computer-based.
Yep.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Actually, it goes to the whole spiritual. When you're doing great things for God, you're going to have to expect to occasionally get bitten.
Yeah.
True. Speaking of getting bitten.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Reason for the animal music. It's a Python Friday here on Spirit Catholic Radio.
Ooh. Oh, speaking of serpents.
Spam.
We.
Not Monty Python.
Start. No. Okay. In Melbourne, Australia, 4 baby pythons. You know, there's a lot of reasons for your flight to be canceled, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard about every one of them. Well, 4 baby pythons escaped from a container aboard a passenger plane, a Qantas plane, of course, made famous in Australia before its little koala bear mascot. Anyway. 2 flights canceled because they couldn't find the little rascals slithering around. They're only 6 inches long, weren't really posing any threat, but they would not take off with the 4 planes loose on the jet. And they had a reptile expert. He came in. He couldn't find them either. So meanwhile, the plane missed 2 flights. Passengers transferred to other flights, and the snakes never were found. And the plane finally returned to service. And
there's a movie in there somewhere.
Oh, there's a movie in this one from Nairobi, Kenya.
Nairobi. Mm-hmm.
Farm manager Ben Nyombi was working at the weekend. He was sitting at the base of a tree, sat on a spongy thing.
Oh,
that spongy thing was a python.
Oh.
Wrapped him in his coils, hauled him up into a tree.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how strong these snakes are.
He wasn't 6 inches.
No.
Oh.
So, Ben Nyombi did the only thing he could do.
Yeah.
Snake bites you, you bite him back. Bit the snake, was able to free his arm, and, to the miracle of technology, got his cell phone out of his pocket and called for help. Authorities arrived.
Well, that's good.
Nyombi they threw him a shirt. He put it over the snake's head to try to suffocate the snake. Meanwhile, officials tied a rope to the snake's tail and pulled them both out of the tree. Nyombi suffered simply a little damage to his lips from biting the scaly serpent.
Sure.
And bruising to his entire body from the massive snake's coils.
I was going
to
say, don't they kill by squeezing?
They do asphyxiate you, yes.
They do.
They are constrictors.
That's how they do it.
That's how they do it. And the snake escaped with 3 sacks attached to it. It was bundled in 3 snacks. It still was able to get away. That's a big snake.
That was a big snake.
Oh,
that was
a
big
snake. Gosh.
That was a big python.
That's creeping me out.
Snake bites you, you bite him back.
That's how you
that's
do it.
My
what
motto. You do is you take your...
That's how I roll.
Jesus stomps his, you know, his head with his heel.
Yes.
And that's what he's been doing today.
Stomp him good.
We'll help him stomp.
So what... Bruce, what... Have you fixed all the little technical glitches?
I found little workarounds for things here and there.
Workarounds, but we just have to get it.
Yep.
But we're on the air. Hey.
Yes. My good friend Carrie at White Radio Networks will be on the phone with me at 9 o'clock, and we'll figure it all out.
But we made it in.
We did.
That's right.
Woohoo.
Don't rub it in. I know you were here. I wasn't. I'm sorry.
I wasn't here either, T. Scott. I was late, too.
She had her own story.
I have my own story, but I'm not sharing this one. I share enough on the air. This one, I'm keeping to myself.
Basically, Bruce was here by himself. 6:30 rolls around. I'm not here to do news headlines. Mm-hmm. Bruce calls me at 6:37. The reason I know that is because he called me, and it was the soothing voice of Bruce McGregor, who, like all great radio guys, doesn't fluster very easily. Yeah. And I answer the phone. Hello. Hey, T. Scott. Why, morning, Bruce. Are you coming in? Why, what time is it, Bruce? 6:37. That was me.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'll, okay. All right, well, we've got some other issues here. I wasn't able to do anything either. So we'll see you when you get here. Okay,
we'll
bye-bye.
Work around it.
Yeah, yes.
Yes,
the phone call. So if you wondered.
The phone call to me. Hi, honey, are you coming in? I'm trying, Bruce. I'm trying.
See, that conversation was a little different.
Yeah. But, honey, it's okay. Just relax. I'm trying, but I'm not sharing all the rest of this.
I said the same thing.
This is the one time I'm not going to tell everybody what was going on.
I said, I've got about 2 or 3 little meltdowns going here, honey. I'll see you when you
right.
Get
there.
Little meltdowns.
Bye-bye. Problems, yeah.
Yes, little meltdowns.
Can't play any files.
And then, T. Scott, as I'm driving and saying, okay, I'm out. I'm finally able to get there. Bruce, he's going, well, it's, and I said, I'm so sorry you're alone. Oh, I'm not alone. General Manager Jim Carrey got here at 6 o'clock.
I know. I pulled
to
the parking lot.
You and I weren't here, T. Scott.
Yes, sir. Well,
and then, of course, Mr. Carroll comes in and asks Bruce, so, is this the way it usually is? In the morning?
He doesn't. General Manager Jim Carroll doesn't
Our
usually come in quite
finds
that early.
Us not here. But we have, we have.
I was like, no, Jim, that's not the way.
But I'm not sharing it on the air.
That's not usually the way we roll.
No.
And everyone came in with stories to tell to back
me up. Mine's, I almost wish, as you guys said, you know, hey, and Mary Jorgensen came through. Gosh, I was worried. I thought maybe you had a traffic accident or something. I thought to myself, I almost wish I had, actually.
Yeah.
Would really be a better story than just, whoa, sorry, dude, overslept. Dog ate my alarm clock, man. I'm on my way. Jeez.
And then to
51
top it all.
51 years old. You'd think I'd have a battery-powered alarm. I'm getting one.
Yeah. The thing is, when you have so many, I mean, it's such a multiplicity of events. And then coming in and then having just the technical meltdown that occurred.
Yep. Right.
I mean, this goes beyond. This is not just simple human messing up. I mean, this is. But we do not let that discourage us or throw us into despair.
No.
We say, hallelujah, because we're in hallelujah, people. Jesus is the victor over all that stuff. And all the little spirits, well, you can just go back to HE double hockey sticks and take all your friends with you.
Have a nice time.
There
you
go.
In the name of Jesus, be gone. Where's the holy water?
It is Friday. Normally, it's kind of an abnormal Friday. Obviously, things are fluid. It's kind of fluid to bring
Abby
up.
Abnormal.
Yeah. Movie reviews?
No.
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, I just thought I'd bring it up.
No.
All right. That's fine.
Well, we were hoping if you didn't bring it, then nobody would remember.
Oh.
Because we can't bring them up.
Well, and I'm driving in. And first thing Chris says is to just, you know, dig it a little. We're here. And I'm driving in.
Like,
and I'm like,
No.
What is that supposed to mean?
That wasn't directed to you.
Well, I sure felt it.
You don't know what I had to do to get here myself. And so it was like I came running in with my hair blowing
in
the wind.
We're here. And who's not?
Hmm? No, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, okay. Well,
I did not mean it like that. Well, and the fact that, I mean, because Bruce could not even move things into Stork to run them. And
to
so,
run interviews or
that's
anything
right.
That was planned,
and so that's the whole... I mean, I wasn't trying to imply that you weren't here.
No, of course not.
You were
no,
greatly missed because of your wonderful reports
right,
and your voice.